two new boilers, is it?
Yeah, we have two new boilers, yep. Yep, right. And they're beautiful. They're beautiful.
So pools refilled and everything like that at this moment?
Yeah,
so,
we can head down there and check that out. Yeah. The leisure pool is not open, and it cannot open until we get the paint. We believe that there's water moving through the floor. So, and upon a lot of investigation, turns out that that happens, and they should be resurfaced every 15 to 20 years, and ours is 17 years old. So we had to, by the time we found that out, it was a scramble to figure out what to do. I was connecting with different pools in our area, up in Juneau, down in Wrangell. I talked with Donnie Hayes, even up in Fairbanks. And then I talked to paint companies and vendors, and I spoke with also refinishers, pool refinishers and surfacers down south, down in Georgia, Texas. So we finally got it squared away. By the time we got all that and found paint, I've got paint coming from four different locations down south, and that's all they could find through Granger. It was scary. So the leisure pool won't open, but it's primed and ready for the paint to hit the ground.
How did you discover that? You saw bubbles coming up?
We did. We were draining out the pools, and we had just the last little remnants of water on the floor draining out. And I was in a meeting with Steve and the contractors in the lobby, and Scott came running in. He's like, "Steph, you have to come and see this. You have to come right now and see this." And I thought, oh, no, I don't want to. So went out there, and sure enough, there is bubbles, air bubbles coming up through the floor. Oh, no. And we had run dye tests on it before, and nothing ever showed. Well, of course it wouldn't show that, because it's a very thick dye, and it will just, when you move by a light fixture or vents or any kind of outlets or inlets, it will, if there's water moving out, it will suck it down. And when you have a million little pinholes all over the floor, it's not going to suck it down. So, yeah. Come on in. See, as you can tell, we do have some work still that needs to happen. We have a pump over here that is failing. They tried to fix it while they were here, and they pulled it all apart, and we're at the point where it's either we are going to mess it up more and it won't work at all, or we stop here, put it back together. And so we've already got another pump coming for that. It was not planned. But I'm telling you, I can't tell you how many times we opened up one can of worms and they just all came spewing out. This is one of them.
Most of this still original equipment from the...
It is. Yeah. It is, absolutely. And so we talk about, and I keep hearing over and over again, everything's just coming to the end of its life. And this is one of them. These two pumps right here are one of them as well. And these run the domestic hot water. So the shower water, sink water, things like that. And these two pumps need to be replaced. We're getting a quote for these ones, but this just needs to happen, as you can tell. In fact, it's actually worse today.
Yeah.
So I'll be calling them and letting them know now that we're in here. But these are the two new boilers. And they had to take the door jamb off. I missed the movement of them. They did it on a Sunday on Memorial Day weekend. But I sure would have loved to have seen them try and get it out. They had to cut no plumbing out of here, which was great, yeah. But they had to do all kinds of retrofitting for these ones. They're built to the same specs as the other, but upgraded all of this. And new wiring coming across from over here, from the fuse boxes, come across and out. So.
I imagine the list is pretty long.
It is really long. It is really long, and there's still things. And then we have the leisure. So Keith got in here and fixed all of the tiles that were an issue. And we could see when we came out here and we saw the bubbles down in the floor, Scott grabbed me and brought me in. They were right down here, but if you look around, you could see them just all over the floor.
Really?
And patches.
Pretty widespread.
Yeah. It was really widespread. Otherwise, it would have been just local. Maybe we could have handled that differently. So we're going to really concentrate on the floor and get up the walls. So. They've already scrubbed it down. We have brushed it down with scrub brushes. Michael did, and Scott and Britt cleaned it off with so that it was clean and ready to go and primed. And now they've sprayed it all down, vacuuming it up, painting it off. So this will be ready whenever the paint gets here.
Okay.
So that was pretty disheartening to find out. But we'll still be able to have our parent-taught swim. It'll just be over here in the leisure or in the lap pool. Okay. It's about 10 degrees cooler, and that's kind of a bummer for the little baby bodies, but it's there and it's an option. We will certainly keep it on the schedule, and it's available for anybody. Therapy as well. We had a lot of people that use this as their therapy pool. They can still use that one again, just 10 degrees cooler. But we will get it up and going as quickly as humanly possible.